Cape Talk. Family Matters.
You may recall in August this year, we introduced you to Tiffany Wissing-Hein, who is the owner of what was then a Gauteng-based business offering safe transport services for children. At the time, she'd just been named a Fair Lady Woman of the Future, and she mentioned that she was considering expanding the service to include Cape Town. We are delighted to say that that vision has now become a reality, and bookings opened yesterday for Cool Kids Cabs in the Cape, which is why I have Tiffany back on the line for an update. Welcome back, and congratulations on the expansion.
Thanks so much, Papa. Appreciate you having us on.
It's a great pleasure. For those who might have missed the original interview in August, Tiffany, won't you just start, please, by reminding us what the business model is? What service do you actually offer?
Absolutely. Cool Kids Cabs, our entire aim is really to turn scholar transport, or the original model of scholar transport, on its head. So we are a safe cab, essentially, for unaccompanied minors. We offer lady drivers that have got extensive training, including advanced driver training and first aid. And we essentially offer a safe cab. So there are cameras on board, the vehicles are monitored extensively, and as a parent, you can rest easy that your child is not being piled into a bus and dragged around the suburbs whilst other children are collected.
Okay, so the model is a maximum of 4 kids per car. They are picked up exactly as their activity finishes. They are dropped off back at home or vice versa. And I remember you saying that there was a tracking capacity that parents could physically check on a cell phone how far along that route they were and know that their child had reached their destination safely.
So basically what happens is our vehicles are all tracked live by our team in the office. And you as a parent are kept updated by our team of supervisors via SMS. So if there's any issue along the way, the road works, there's a delay, or we get to the school and we can't find your child, you'd be SMS'd, and the same would happen on collection and drop-off. So you know exactly where your child was at every, or you know exactly where your child is at every point along the way.
Now, Tiffany, you've been active for how many years now?
Gauteng has been running since 2009, and we were just doing some stats earlier today. Our Gauteng team has got just short of 400 years of driving experience between them.
That's pretty impressive, and that's spread across how many drivers in total?
There are 30 drivers in that team.
400 years across 30 drivers. That's pretty good. The other good stat, of course, working in your favor is something like 2 million plus kilometers traveled with zero injuries incurred. Your safety record really speaks for itself. Yeah, 5 million.
Correct.
Gosh, the figure's
5
really
jumped. 5 million injury-free kilometers, yeah.
Okay. Obviously, the one aspect of this conversation is the wonderful concept of having a safe opportunity for somebody else to fetch your children, have them in a safe environment, and get them home safely. The other wonderful thing about it is the employment story and the job creation. How big? You said 30 people in Gauteng. I assume you're now going to be recruiting for drivers here in the Cape.
We are. So what we're doing initially is that we are starting with a core team from our Joburg base, which is great news for us. We know we're going across with a wonderfully experienced team that are going to sort of start as the core. But we are actively recruiting now for drivers to join that team as well.
And what are you looking for in a potential driver? I mean, if somebody listening right now thinks that could be for me, what are the basic requirements?
So we really are looking for special humans, and our team is the core of what we do. We, on a sort of a harder trait, every driver has to have a minimum of 5 years driving experience. They must have worked with children previously, and they have to obviously be ladies. We only employ lady drivers. We then put them through rigorous testing, which includes theory tests and on-the-road practical evaluations, which are followed then by biometrics criminal tests to ensure that they've got a criminal-free or that they have a no criminal record. And then they go on, if they pass through all those stages, to personal interviews and then extensive on-the-road training.
Okay, so in other words, you really are absolutely detail-driven in making sure that the people who are behind the wheel taking those kids from A to B are people who can be trusted with your child's safety. Now, let's talk about what's happening in Cape Town. I know it says open for bookings as of Monday. Is the physical service actually up and running, or are you taking advance bookings at this point?
We're taking bookings for January. So in January, the vehicles will be mobilized and on the road.
And Tiffany, how big is the fleet going to be to start off with?
We're starting with 10 vehicles in the southern suburbs, Obviously, if need dictated immediately that more were required, we would mobilize those. But we're starting with a neat and tidy little operation of 10 cars to start, and those will be primarily based in southern suburbs of Cape Town.
Okay. An SMS asking if you can give us an idea of the cost of using the service. I guess that's going to depend on how often you're using it and whether it's just a once a day or twice a day. But can you give us some ballpark ideas?
Absolutely. So our service is it is based on distances, and it's based on the number of times that the lifting is required. We are completely personalised. So some of our clients will use us just for their ballet trip on a Tuesday afternoon, whereas others have got us taking their children to school and from school each day. So if you were looking at a trip between, for instance, a school that was within 2 and 5 kilometres distance from home, and you were having one lift a day, you'd be looking at R1,850 per month for that service.
1,850 for a once a day 2 to 5 kilometer trip. Okay, and obviously that'll go up if you're doing twice a day or if the distance is longer. What about those who've got more than one child? Tiffany, do you offer sort of doubling up or specials for siblings, yes, anything like that?
Absolutely. If your children are traveling together from the same collection point to the same drop-off point, we only charge you R500 per month sibling fee. So families of more than one child really score in that if the kids are traveling together.
Okay, the other question, Tiffany, is I know this is very much focused on children and school lifts, as the name Cool Kids Cabs suggests, but I did see on your website an offer that you also are able to assist with the elderly. If, for example, you have an elderly parent living with you who needs to be taken to a medical appointment, bang, in the middle of your board meeting, is that something you'll be offering in Cape Town as well?
Absolutely. So especially during our mornings when we have quite a bit of downtime, weekends as well, we are able to assist. Our ladies are so well suited to assisting the aged, from their first aid training through to the fact that they just are incredibly patient, wonderful human beings. So we really do love to extend that to the grannies and grandpas, and it's certainly something that in Cape Town we will be able to offer as well.
Would that then extend, Tiffany, to kids with special needs? If you are able to assist the elderly, you have that patience and compassion that's needed, are you able to accommodate kids with special needs in your traffic service?
Absolutely. I mean, our ladies are actually, they do specific courses on children with disabilities. So we do a lot of training around that. We have a number of non-verbal children on board on our current service, and it is something, I think, just because of the additional extra safety, the cameras on board, all those little bits and pieces, I think it's for a mom who's got a little bit more concern because perhaps their child isn't able to verbalize when they come home exactly what went on. Those little bits and pieces go a long way. So certainly we are absolutely able to assist with special needs.
Tiffany, all that remains to be said is welcome to Cape Town. I think it's long overdue to have an option like this for parents in the city. We're so glad to have Cool Kids Cabs arriving in January 2018. And please, won't you direct us to a website or Facebook page for listeners who'd like to find out more or make contact with you to make a booking?
Absolutely. We can be found on coolkidscabs.co.za. And we're on Facebook under Old School Cool CC. No, I lie. We've actually just amended it. It's on Cool Kids Cabs now, so you can find us on Cool Kids Cabs.
Okay, so the name adjustment is complete. Cool Kids Cabs.
It is complete, yes. Okay. Cool Kids Cabs on Facebook and coolkidscabs.co.za.
Tiffany Vissenhind, lovely to chat to you again, and welcome to Cape Town. So bookings already open, although the service itself will commence from January next year.